Maryland, Democrats rejecting his police reform bill. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Senator Scott says he had been confused about all the pushback on his bill.
What, pray tell, is the problem?
The whole time he says he was missing the bigger picture.
It's not the what.
But rather the who. Democrats opposed to letting a black Republican take point on police reform. Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine says it's not true.
I didn't vote no for the who. I voted no for the how.
A process Democrats say can only happen if the bill goes back to committee. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
In a 2-1 ruling, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said that the Justice Department's decision to abandon the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn settles the matter. Speaking with Salem Radio, General Flynn says that his 4-year ordeal underlines the importance of faith, family, and friends.
Faith in God, faith in the family that I have and the family that we have as a collective body of men and women that are American citizens that struggle every day to breathe the fresh air of liberty. And then faith in our friendships that we have developed throughout this crucible.
Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. A coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the U.S. and sending infections to dire new levels in the South and West. Administrators and health experts warn Wednesday that politicians and are tired of being cooped up public are letting a disaster unfold. With 34,700 COVID-19 cases reported Tuesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak of 36,400. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The House Judiciary Committee is hearing...
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC. Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different, way different. If you already have a loan at one of those payday companies, we can really help. Give us a call, and we'll show you how much you can save by borrowing from us and paying off your other loans. Spoiler alert, it's a lot of money, sometimes over half. We love to say yes, give credit line increases, and we report your positive history to your credit.
Licensed by the Banner Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 4:04. This is a KMCQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. As more locals are heading back to work during Phase 2 of Nevada's Roadmap to Recovery, Las Vegas's unemployment rate dipped a little last month. Still, the Vegas Valley jobless rate was not pretty. More than 29% of the Vegas workforce was unemployed in May. That's down from 34% in April. Circa begins taking reservations today for the soon-to-open downtown Las Vegas Hotel Casino. Property owner Derek Stevens says when the project opens on October 28th, it'll be a throwback to vintage Vegas. No one under 21 is allowed. Stevens says his other downtown casinos, the D and the Golden Gate, still will accept families. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 13,535, with 11,481 of those in Clark County. A statewide death toll, 489, 404 of those here in southern Nevada. Well, we are in phase two of Nevada's roadmap to recovery. The phase two guidelines are expected to remain in place at least until June 30th. However, the governor will be speaking on just that a little bit after 5 o'clock today, and we'll bring that to you as we will join it in progress as that happens.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Very slow right now in the resort corridor of Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. Also look for some reduced speeds on that transition to the 215 from 15 south there at Russell. And lane restrictions, that's Pecos at the 215.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget, we are less than an hour away from the governor and the latest on the coronavirus. Are we headed to masks everywhere? Are we moving to phase three? Are we reverting back to phase one? Nobody seems to know. Only the governor. He'll be telling us just after 5 o'clock, and we'll carry it for you live right here on the AM 670 KMZQ. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Stop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and by Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in beautiful Mound House. John Zarpalis joining us as he does from time to time. The Sisolak presser coming up in just about 55 minutes from now. You have any inside scoops as to what he's going to be saying?
I'm not Karnak the Great, so no.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to press you.
No, I wish I had some insight into where he's at, where he's thinking, and he seems to change his mind often. We weren't going to have any new taxes. Now we're probably going to have new taxes. We were going to have a special session in June. Now it's July. Things keep moving around. So I am really curious and interested to hearing what he has to say.
Let me just ask you the whole notion of masks versus no masks. We noticed the People's Republic of California, just our neighbors to the west, are saying that they're on a tangent on masks everywhere kind of tangent. You think that's where we're headed?
Well, it seems like that's where our governor always takes the California lead. I mean, he never really leads. He follows California's what they're doing over there. So I don't know. I'm confused because I've heard masks are good, masks are bad. You don't need masks. You need masks. Masks that are not certain types are not going to work. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a medical doctor. I wish somebody would get something down and done, figured out, and I've becoming a science skeptic on everything because what do you believe? They tell you one thing and then the next week it's something else.
I was just going to ask you about that, this whole notion of science and data. But science and data have been wrong so many times throughout these last 3-4 months.
They truly have, and I hope people are realizing that and watching that and just come to realize that science, first of all, always questions and really should always stay open-minded, not that this is etched in stone and we've come to a complete conclusion on this, number one. But number two, they don't seem to have an idea. You know, they have some ideas, but they don't know, and they don't know in climate models, and there's a whole lot of other models they don't seem to have perfected. And it just seems to me we are all learning that a model is the data you put into it, not necessarily to believe what comes out. It's just, you know, they used to say bad data in, bad out or something, but, you know, it's just whatever. It's just manipulative.
Well, and you look, I saw Aaron Burnett just a few minutes ago on CNN saying that according to a new model, if we all put masks on, it could save 39,000 American lives. You know, tomorrow it could be 50,000, it could be 20,000 by the weekend. This is just bizarre.
It is very bizarre, and I hope and I wish it was that simple to put masks on. I also think there's a symbolism in the mask putting on. It means I'm still obeying the government, I am not rebelling, and, you know, I'm walking in lockstep with them. And, you know, as a free market, limited government person, it troubles me, but if there is truth in it, we do not want to hurt and risk others or risk ourselves and our family. So we will do what is maybe the current recommendation, but I do think that there's nothing wrong with questioning it and taking it, you know, to be rational about it.
I want to ask you about people that are pushing back, not necessarily on Governor Sisolak, but on government in general. They're taking down statues. They're defacing artwork. It's just incredible what's going on. You've lived a long time on this planet Earth, John Tsarpalas, and what do you think of this? Have you ever seen a time when there was this much lawlessness?
No, I have not in my lifetime, but I am a big history buff, and this is always how civilizations, empires collapse. They do try to erase the histories, and so it's very frightening what's going on. It's frightening that we have lost law and order. It's frightening that we want to defund the police. I mean, we need police. Police keep society orderly. Police serve a function. There are people who are criminals and who will prey on people, and someone has to deal with that. And so, you know, we may be limited government. We 100% support the police. However, there are some reforms that should be looked at. I think the union contracts need to be looked at for the police so that, you know, there's going to be a couple of bad apples. And how do we dismiss those people? How do we measure performance by police? And if, you know, something is brought up and or there's a complaint filed, it needs to be followed up, followed through. And then if there's a history of that, then that person should be dismissed, and do that to protect the reputation of the police that are out there serving. And that's the majority. I mean, you know, 99%. So just throwing everything over. We're here to improve. We're here to make things better. We're here to work on it. And throw out the history of how America has worked on it. I mean, this is a country that overcame slavery. This is a country that's constantly trying to improve everything for everyone. And so we need to build from there and move forward. And this area of police, we need to look at the union contracts and get into that. But we don't need to be. We need police.
Again, joining us, John Tsarpalas from NPRI, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by our friends at Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by Nevada Trucking Association, and by Rico Waller of Carson Insulation in beautiful Mount House, that big, beautiful blue building. I absolutely love it. One of the things that I was going to mention, you were mentioning the police, and if you noticed last night in Tampa, there were two officers trapped, encircled by a mob, a large mob of people. 100 cops had to be called out to quell the violence and to save the lives of these cops. Is somebody going to have to die before this thing, you know?
Let's hope not. How about some real leadership by our elected officials? When are we going to get some courage and backbone, and maybe it's never from the Democrats, but from the Republicans. Where's enough Republicans speaking out? I mean, there's just some of the silence. Who's going to speak up for the law-abiding citizen? This is flummoxing me. You're right. Have I ever seen it this bad? No. It's terrible how they all live in fear.
Well, and at some point, John, they always revert back to, well, it's protest. In fact, I heard a member of Congress, a Democrat member of Congress, saying, you know, this isn't criminal. This is protest. But the fact is, though, that what happened
You're
in
out there, free speech, signs, marching, standing in front of somewhere, it is not hurting others and destroying property and destroying art, destroying history. You don't like the history? Deal with it. Take it up. Talk about what was wrong. Learn from it. Teach people to learn from it. But this insanity of the mob, a mob is not a way to help people. It only will bring things down. It will not bring people up. We want to help the bottom come up. We want the best for everybody. It is not tear it all down so that we all live at this lower level of who knows what.
Coming up with John Zarpalas, we're going to talk about the possibility of a special session. It was supposed to be before the end of this month. Now we're finding out it will be before the end of the next month of July. Why? We're not really sure. I'll ask John about that. And a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
John Zarpalis joining us from NPRI, the Special Nevada Policy Research Institute report. Brought to you in part by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and by my buddy Rico Aller from Carson Insulation. So what's going to happen if we have this so-called special session? And is there a reason why we're doing this way, that we were supposed to do it by the end of June? Now they're talking about doing it by the end of July. We don't have a date yet. We don't really know. What gives with this special session?
Yeah, so let's get a little background here. The way the budget works is it starts on June 30th of the year, or it's actually July 1, ends on June 30th. And so we've been through the first year of the budget, and that will end on June 30th. And the shortfalls there were taken care of by the interim legislative committee, which is a committee that can come together when they're out of session. They did $88 million in initial cuts. They had $401 million in money from the rainy day fund, and they came up with a bunch of other odds and proposed cuts to clean up the $900 billion budget gap for the fiscal year ending next week. But it's the next budget that's our problem. That budget launches on July 1, and that's what the session is going to be about. And in that one, the 2021, there's a $1.3 billion shortfall, and there's no rainy day money left. So they've really got to do some major, major cutting. And they could do, under the Interim Legislative Committee, 4% cuts. That's fine. To go further, they've got to meet. So what we do know is there's talk that they're only going to meet for 2 or 3 days. We've been told that no one is going to be allowed into the legislature, so there's no lobbying, no citizens going in and being able to talk to them in the hallways because of the coronavirus. So they're going to be isolated and kind of locked up in there, so it's going to be very difficult for people to reach them. Nevada Policy is going to be putting out some stuff next week. Go to npri.org and sign up on our email list, and we will tell you our proposals for the special session. We will be getting that out. And it's going to be very, very unusual. Now, there's talk of trying to do tax increases. They don't have much time if they're going to stick to this 2 or 3 days, and they are one vote short of the supermajority in the Senate. So if no Republican caves, it would be, you know, impossible to raise taxes, especially in that short of time. They really couldn't do some kind of horse trading and come up with something that might make the Republicans cave. So I'm looking for cuts. But there's so much unknown. We've not been told much. I'm hoping at 5 o'clock we hear more. We've gotten very few proposals from either side. And it's amazing how little seems to have been figured out. What are they doing?
Well, let me just throw out something. I've heard the term new streams of revenue. How many new streams of revenue outside of higher taxes can there be?
A new stream of revenue is going to be taxed. What else is there? I mean, a fee, call it what you want, increase in revenue needs a supermajority. That's how it's worded. It doesn't say taxes in the Constitution of our state. It says increase in revenue must be passed by a supermajority.
So what happens if we get to this 2021 special session and we haven't fixed the budget hole? What is the drop-dead date for fixing the budget hole?
That depends on our borrowing power. And how long they can forestall that. They've got to do some big layoffs. First of all, 1 in 4 private sector working people in our state is laid off, is on unemployment. 1 in 4. And how many have been laid off in state government? 50?
Well, now, wait a minute, because the governor's saying it was supposed to be 450. He says, but now we're going to be able to make cuts elsewhere in government and limit the cuts in body count to 50.
I don't think he can get to the 1.3 billion by just cutting other things.
And when one furlough day, don't forget, one furlough day a month.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I don't think they're going to
get that. You sound skeptical, John. You don't believe this for a second, do you?
I do not believe it for a second. It's going to be... Well, I don't know what the right words are. I'm hopeful that they do the right thing, but hope doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. So we've got to all be pushing our elected officials. Everybody should be calling up and saying, no new taxes, no tax increases. We can't afford them, because that's the truth. I mean, even if you're working, I guarantee you the business that you're working at is in harder times. Everybody is. And will your job be there 6 months from now if conventions don't come back? Will your, will you be getting a raise this year? Probably not, unless you're one of the, odd industries that somehow this helped them. And I can't think of any off the top of my head at the moment here in our state. So, we need to call our assembly people, we need to call our state senators, and we need to let them know, email them, write to them, let them know, no new taxes, no tax increases. We can't afford them. We need to get our state back on its feet, and then you can talk about tax increases when we're all back to having a decent lifestyle again.
And that is going to be a while. We're going to talk about people that have had a rather bad lifestyle just over the last 3-4 months, and that's people who are out of work. And yeah. Dieter is still not delivering the money. We're going to talk about that. Can you stick around with us for an extra segment?
Be happy to talk about it.
Yeah, because we got to figure this out. People are protesting. People are in the streets protesting. They're saying,
should.
Pay me, and pay me now.
They should be outraged.
Well, my question is, they're going to be going on their fourth director of Dieter, and it doesn't get any better. Normally, you lop off some heads and you chop off some heads, and all of a sudden things get better. New blood, yeah. Well, but that's not happening now, is it?
Real lack of leadership, and it starts at the top.
Wow,
that's simple.
That is.
Why isn't Sisolak in there every day straightening this out? Why isn't his chief of staff in there straightening this out if he can't find the person to do it?
Why can't they just find a checkbook?
Like, things need to get done. Let's have some leadership.
I was going to say, why don't they just get some other fund, some money, and just have the governor start writing checks out to individuals?
It might be faster than what's happening.
It's got to be faster than what's happening. Stick around. More to do as we continue. John Zarpolis joining us from NPRI as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ. Don't forget the governor coming up top of the hour. More to come on AM 670 KMCQ.
Do-do. KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.